Well, Brian McTavish is here. He's a senior writer with Thinking Bigger Business Media, and you're playing the legend here, George Strait.
Are you a fan?
After listening to that song, how can you not be?
I got to tell you, you're onto something there. If you've never heard him before, just 10, 15, 20 seconds of George, you're in.
You're in.
You're one of the believers.
Not bad.
I want to call him.
Is this a farewell tour?
I always love talking about this stuff.
Yeah. They always do farewell tours, and they don't really leave.
Well, get this. This is supposed to be he's on his second leg of his two-year farewell tour.
Okay.
So who knows? There could be fourth leg. I want to call him the King of the Cowboys, but that's Roy Rogers. You know, these titles.
Maybe two kings of the Cowboys.
Well, they call him the King of Country, but how many kings of country have there been? I mean, who's Hank Williams?
47.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
George Strait, he's on his cowboy Rides Away Tour, 7:30 Saturday night at the Sprint Center. The country music icon bids farewell, at least to the road. I'm sure he'll keep recording. It's too easy to go into the studio and make a couple million bucks, I guess, if you have a lot of fans. The gimmick, I don't think that's too strong a word for George and KC, will be a part of the gimmick is he has Eric Church open. Eric Church is not opening on all the dates. What George is doing is around all of these cities on this final leg of his second leg, he's having guys and gals like Sheryl Crow and Merle Haggard and Miranda Lambert and Little Big Town and Martina McBride and Leanne Womack open for him.
Wow.
That's
wow.
part of, as if it weren't enough.
Who's opening here?
Well, as I said, I kind of front-loaded it. Eric Church, who's a young guy, a whippersnapper, maybe he can take over for the cowboy-hatted icon George Strait. Eric Church, get there early. He does songs like Smoke a Little Smoke, Drink in My Hand, and Guys Like Me. That's the kind of guy that Eric is. But, George Strait, what a great, great voice. What a great talent. I hope he doesn't go away too soon.
All Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org.
Well, it goes from St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City looks so, so pretty, you see. Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico.
And what do we have here?
Well, let me ask you, I mean, have you ever thought about getting in a self-encapsulated, self-contained, self-sustaining, go-anywhere-you-want-to in
RV.
America? You knew it!
You know who does that?
Who does
Mike
that?
Mike Mahoney, my buddy from Channel 9. He's a big RV guy. Follows Bob Dylan around the country, yeah. Not me, though.
Does Bob ever get in the RV?
I'd have to ask Mike. I wouldn't be surprised if he had.
Well, I don't know about that. Yeah. That sounds kind of interesting. I never put Mike Mahoney together with the RV life.
And I had neither. Yeah, he's a big fan.
What people do in their spare time, I tell you what. Anyway, yeah. RV, of course, stands for recreational vehicle, and it's the 2014 Mid-America RV Show, right?
Goodness. who goes to those things?
Well, you know, people.
Lots of people, probably.
Well, here's the thing. Obviously, I mean, people who want to buy an RV go, or people who want to compare what's new to what they've got, and there's accessories. They'll have 200 different RVs at least spread out all over Bartle Hall starting this afternoon and all through the weekend. Ever watch Breaking Bad?
Yes.
Well, you know where I'm going.
A lot of RV action.
Well,
in that
the bad
series.
Guys made the illegal, terrible drug out in the middle of the desert. And you wonder, does the 2014 Mid-America RV show even reflect that in an ironic way?
I doubt it.
Well, you wonder. Cops like The Godfather. Cops like to watch those movies. Anyway, okay, that's all I got.
I do not like free eggs and ham. I do not like them semi-ham. I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere.
Green eggs and ham. Talk to me.
I'm a big fan of green eggs and ham. Dr. Seuss's Green Eggs and Ham, plus Mozart's Toy Symphony, will be part of the kid-friendly show when the Really Inventive Stuff Ensemble comes into town and combines its talents with the Kansas City Symphony for one show and one show only, 2:30 Sunday afternoon at the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts.
Well, Green Eggs and Ham is so popular, get this, Texas Senator Ted Cruz used it in a filibuster.
Do you like green eggs and ham? I do not like them, Sam. I am. I do not like green eggs and ham. Would you like them here or there? I would not like them here or there. I would not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them. Sam, I am.
How beautiful is that? How beautiful is that?
It's too sweet.
Ted Cruz.
I didn't like it when I wrote Dr. Seuss. I got a letter back as a kid. He replied with a drawing. I lost it in one of our family moves. One of our family moves took it somewhere away from me. Just thought I'd share that.
Paid for your son's college education.
A love struck Romeo. Sing the streets a serenade. Laying everybody low. With a love song that he made.
Romance. Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, romance, death, despair, vengeance, violence. Death, lots of death and love in Romeo and Juliet, the timeless classic. Mr. William Shakespeare did it again, and he continues to do it. It happens 8 o'clock Friday and Saturday, 7 o'clock Sunday night at the Spencer Theater on the UMKC campus. What is the most famous quote from Romeo and Juliet?
To be or not to be. I know.
That's what, Hamlet.
I know.
What Although, I kind of like that in Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo, yeah, where art thou?
Wherefore art thou, Irving? I mean, Romeo. No, it's probably what's in a name. That which we call a rose by any other word would smell as sweet. You could call this show anything you want.
My goodness,
but it would
beautiful.
Still smell sweet.
It was so beautiful.
Hello, do you have a minute? I notice you from across the room.
Who's this?
He's the real deal.
Charlie Wilson.
Charlie Wilson, former lead singer for the Gap Band. He was huge in the 1980s. He's gone through his personal trials and tribulations. He's back in a big way. Charlie Wilson, the ladies especially dig his act. 7 o'clock Friday night at the Midland Theater downtown.
He's the new Barry White.
He's alive. Barry's gone. But he'll sing My Love Is All I Have and lots of other sweet, sweet romantic ballads.
That's Brian McTavish with your weekend to-do list. Again, all his picks on our website, kcur.org. Tomorrow on the show, a preview of Kansas City's Restaurant Week. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, and Cody Newell. I'm Steve Kraske, and you are up to date.